K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, what's up? It's Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
How you doing?
I've been better. I think I need y'all's help, please.
What's going on?
I'm worried that I ruined an awesome date with a really great girl, and unfortunately, she's not calling me back.
Are you feeling okay?
You sound a little nasally.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I got a cold that I've been working through for about 2 weeks now, so.
Oh, yuck. Yeah, it's been going around.
Are you taking anything?
Yeah, I try to take some DayQuil, but it makes me, like, a little jittery, so I try to clear it. Yeah.
Okay, so who's this girl?
Her name is Bailey.
Bailey.
So, yeah, we had what I wanted to be an awesome date, but unfortunately, it was right when this cold started. I had popped some medicine, and, it wasn't the day glow. It was something that made me really sort of...
loopy?
Maybe kind of loopy, yeah, like a little drowsy.
You're out of it.
And so we were on the date, and it just felt kind of awkward at the end, and I wasn't sure if the medicine had done something or made me a little strange, and I went home and I went to bed, and I just, ever since, I've been regretting it. So, sorry, hang on, sorry.
Sneezing! Bless you!
I feel bad for her.
I do too.
The last 2 weeks this has been going on, I just can't kick it.
I wonder if it's allergies or something.
Yeah,
that's been
it could
terrible.
Be that.
Are you sniffing a lot? Oh.
Yeah, I'm taking off of work today.
Oh. Aww. Where you work at?
Yeah.
Local buffet.
Oh.
Oh, probably a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
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 Sneezing all over food is not always a good thing.
Yeah, there's not enough sneeze guards in the world. Well, let's see if we can help him, Fry.
Okay. I forget. What'd you say her name was?
Bailey.
Bailey. Okay, hold on a second here, Nate. We're going to jump off the phone with you, and we'll give her a call, see if we can get her pick up. But hold tight, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
So we're sorry you're feeling bad. Something's, like Fry said, something's going around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, just try and get some sleep today, and hopefully we can help you out.
I appreciate it.
All right. Hold on a second here, Nathan. We'll finish dialing her number, see if we can get her to pick up, okay?
He sounds snuffy.
He does sound snuffy.
Hello?
Hi, is Bailey there?
This is Bailey.
Hi, Bailey. How are you today?
I'm good.
What are you doing?
You work?
No, getting ready for work.
What are you wearing? No. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so she doesn't listen. That's all right. It's a radio station here in the Dayton area. We play country music, and we're calling you on behalf of someone you know.
Oh, okay.
We got a call from Nathan. We understand you guys went out on a date.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Well, Nathan called us. He said that he wanted to make sure he didn't mess up. He said he felt kind of awkward at the end of the date sort of thing, but we think he wants to go back out with you again.
But he did tell us he had a cold, and he thought it might make the cold medicine might have made him
a little loop.
Yeah. He said he had a little cold.
Foggy.
He said it was the cold medicine.
Yeah.
Okay. That, no. it was, man, I don't want to be mean, but it was really disgusting. It was disgusting.
What was disgusting? The food or?
No. He was perfectly nice, and he was sniffing, and it was fine. But then his nose was dripping everywhere, and then he was blowing his nose on his shirt sleeve in the restaurant.
Gross.
Why didn't he use a napkin?
I don't know. It was disgusting.
In his shirt.
Sniffing. It was disgusting.
Was it chunky?
Ew. God.
It was. Yeah, I could see it. I could see it while I was trying to eat. I could see like snot, and it was wet and gross on his sleeve. He sneezed on these chicken wings when the waiter brought them to this other table. And the table behind was just like, ugh, ugh, ugh.
He sneezed on somebody else's food?
Yes.
He kind of left that part out a little bit.
Okay, well, that really happened. And that's so disgusting. I don't even have any other words. It was just disgusting.
It's like...
nice guy, but...
A little kid, well, you know... Wiping his nose on his sleeve.
Yeah, but if he's flat out blowing in it, that's hardcore.
The sleeves and the bottom of the shirt.
Oh, okay. So there were chunks everywhere.
It was just crusties.
Ew.
Yeah, it was absolutely repulsive. Like, the table behind us was talking about us. Like, he sneezed the entire dinner, and I could just, like, hear them whispering and saying how disgusting and gross this was.
Aww.
Yeah.
I still feel bad for the poor guy.
That's pretty rough.
But blowing your nose in your shirts.
And sneezing on somebody's chicken wings.
Yeah, but, like, go to the bathroom and also, like, cancel the date, dude. Like, reschedule. That's so gross.
I have to say, I really do apologize. I hadn't realized the cold was going to be that bad, but by the time I hit dinner, it was raging. So, Bailey, I really do sincerely apologize if that grossed you out.
By the way, Bailey, he's been on the phone. That's how this works.
Nathan the nose.
Nathan the nose.
Oh my God.
Guys, look, I'll be completely honest. I did take some cold medicine. I probably didn't use the best judgment in blowing it on my sleeve, but let me tell you, it was a barbecue joint, and it was one where they give you the roll of paper towels instead of napkins, and my nose was not going to handle those paper towels. They were too rough. Bailey, I really do sincerely apologize. It was a situation where I just needed a soft tissue, and my shirt was the closest thing to that.
Oh, my God.
I know that it is gross. You're right. It's gross, and I realize that it's gross, but it was sort of a situation. So I hope you can understand that explanation.
Why didn't you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
It was constant, and I was excited about the date, and I didn't want to cancel the date. So it was poor judgment on my part. It's true. So
yeah, Nathan, I'm sorry. You are so disgusting. So gross.
Did he sneeze on you at all during the date?
He didn't sneeze directly on me, but like he sneezed on the food as it was coming by, and like I just feel like that's so rude and disrespectful. Like cancel the date. You know, I didn't want to say this, but there was this elderly man who was walking by the table like 3 times, and he could not walk fast enough, and Nathan just sneezed on him multiple times.
Nathan!
Table 3 times throughout the dinner, and he just like got snot all over this man.
He's sneezing now.
Please tell us you're not wiping your nose in a shirt right now, please. Nathan.
No, oh, my God.
No, you'd be surprised. I'm at home right now, and clean underwear is the best thing. It's softest on your nose. So
ew!
Honestly, what
ew! What is wrong with you?
Are you still on cold medicine? Maybe that's what it is.
I don't think he's doped up.
Oh,
he sounds like a little cat.
Well, he does. He's got a cute little sneeze. Well, Bailey, I'll tell you what. Maybe this might sway you.
Oh, my God.
So we will get you guys a limo. We have a limo, but we'll send you out to dinner somewhere, find you something to do, send you guys on a second date if you both agree right now to go back out again.
When he's feeling better.
Right.
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm really sorry. I can't do that. I cannot.
Even when I'm better.
I mean, what are you going to do when you're well? Like, wipe your eyes on your sock or something?
No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I can't. I'm sorry.
Aw. Well, Nathan, we're sorry about that.
Yeah, we tried, buddy.
I'm sorry, guys.
That.
Yeah, you kind of understand the whole etiquette thing of not using your clothing, right?
Right.
But that's not who I am. It was an emergency.
Okay.
What about the underwear? That's not really emergency.
Well, he's at home. We don't care.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Hey, Fry and Nancy, next time you come into Hometown Buffet, come and see me, and I'll give you guys a discount.
Hey, thanks for that.
We'll call you.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Bailey, thanks for your time, Bailey.
Thank you.